What's up, it's Coolie Chana.
How many more licks will it take till I get to the Senegal? Cause I've been at it since the fucker past 18.
Yo, this is your boy Ricky Rich. Oh, I love a Zulu girl. Oh, I say, oh, 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 I love a Zulu girl.
This is Quest F.
All the stars. All the hits. This is the Divas Radio.
Alright, what's up everybody? Welcome to the Extended Cut right here on Madiba's Radio. And of course, I am LSD, the most addictive voice on the Extended Cut. I don't like how this ruins my tagline. So for the sake of wanting to fulfill myself, to fulfill my I don't know, I want to say my needs, but yes, whatever, right? Allow me to reintroduce myself. I am LSD, the most addictive voice on radio, better known as Lesedi Maroga, and I am not riding solo. You're probably thinking, why is she talking to herself? I'm not. I'm talking to the ever so gorgeous Makuku.
Hi. Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I've seen better days. I've seen better days. I think for the most part of it,
yeah.
If you have to dive deep, that deep, we might as well, you know. I have been going through it academically.
Yo, it's just everyone,
been, it's been messed up. Mm-hmm. It's really been bad. And how about you?
I've had an okay week. I can have better.
I had an okay week.
Yeah. We made it to Thursday. And Friday.
At what cost?
You know? But yeah. Nonetheless, I'm okay. I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Even the hair is saying you're good.
I mean,
the jealous
you cannot
wind
look like your problems.
I'm glad the jealous wind didn't get it to ruin your hair. You know?
Well, I carry a brush every time. I always carry a brush and a comb to always, you know, to vate myself.
Jealous wind.
Yes, because I can't look like my problems.
Never. I refuse. I really, really do refuse. Right? And speaking of how we've been this week and how we've actually been holding up, right? Mm-hmm. Personally, yeah. I always have music to keep me at my best mood.
Right?
You know, even if I'm at my worst, I'll try to be at my best.
Your best because of music.
Hope that
I
makes
feel like
sense.
Music has something to it, man. It
exactly
it comforts you. You know, it cools you down. Well, you know, for me,
and at the right time, it's always at the right time,
girl.
So what song do you? What three songs? Let's just keep it at three, right? Do you think best describe your week or just generally your mood?
I feel like this was a Beyonce week for me.
Wow. Oh,
it was a Beyonce week.
Really? And what have you been listening to?
It was Flawless. I don't know why, but like...
My rock.
I was literally listening to Flawless in the shower.
Hair. It's the hair. We blame the hair.
It was Flawless.
Yes.
It was All Up In Your Mind.
Yeah.
And the third one was... There's this other one that was All Night.
We'll be all night.
No, no, not that one.
Which one?
It's been turning on
TikTok. Oh, Lemonade. Yeah, go Lemonade.
They don't play it, actually.
All Night. All Love. I think that's the one. Oh, yeah, that's the one.
This one.
Lemonade, right?
Yes. Oh,
no,
my gosh.
It's the Lemonade album.
Yes.
Right,
so
man.
It's been a Beyonce week for me. I don't know why.
Love it for you. Look at me smiling.
So I was just jamming with Beyonce. What about you?
Really? Yes. What about me?
What about you?
I didn't think it would get to me.
Why not?
Because according to my friends, of which I'm starting to believe it, I have a... My music taste tends to... Look, I could be thinking of a song and I will just be like, yes. So I've really been jamming to contemporary jazz music.
Okay.
This week. Last week was all about Amapiano. Beyonce, baby, had me on a chokehold. So right now, it's just been I think it's also because of the studying.
Yeah.
I've been listening to Mugeti by Zoe Modiga.
Okay.
Sipile by, it's from the new album, by the way. Okay. Sipile by Mandisi. Chanties.
I haven't listened to that new album.
Please listen to it. You will love it. You will. Just listen to the whole album, actually. It's so beautiful. It's so jazzy.
One thing about me, I can't, like, listen to a full album.
Really?
Like, I have to pick and choose the songs. I can't. I don't know why. Like,
it depends on the genre,
I pick and choose. Really? I can't listen to a full... I can't.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, not at once. Mm-hmm, you get me? Maybe I can just listen at maybe... two songs today, jam to those songs, and then maybe tomorrow I listen to two other songs or three other songs from that same album, jam to those songs, and then the next day other songs. I don't know. I can't listen to a full album,
really,
and like clock in. I can't. I don't know why.
Oh my gosh, man,
you need to try and do that.
I think, but also I think I understand. Some people tend to say that it's it gets a bit overwhelming to
listen to one
voice. So an artist really needs to be that good.
Yeah.
Or like at some point, or sound like a rock star.
Something else. Yeah. You know, yeah.
So yeah, it's definitely back to my top three. It's been Sipile.
Yeah.
Hata by Zimbini and Buhle Bendalo, as well as what's the other one that I mentioned? Mukid.
Mukid, yeah.
So yeah, I love jazz. So contemporary jazz also. Rooting for it.
Skinny jazz baby.
Yes. What's home?
Skinny jazz baby.
Love it so much.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, right, just as we'd mentioned, our top songs, we went around campus to find out who are the people listening to.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Okay. The English tends to run away sometimes.
Oh, it's almost after hours. We're tired.
Exactly. But we actually went around to find out what songs the people on campus are listening to.
Yeah.
And we obviously came down to a top 10. So shall we dive deep into it?
Yes. Yes.
All right. So number 10, right, is Sisuka Gute. By Calvin Momo.
Okay, let's play it.
And then at number 9, we have Uvalo by Babalwa.
I feel like, you know what? Let me just play it. Groove. I don't groove, but I feel like I want to groove now.
Oh, please. This is fine.
Hey.
And of course, Mrs. Ma'am herself, we have Sana. Tyler at number 8 with Mr. Like, Media.
I feel like Tyler has been part of our top 10 since, I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like she's always showing up every day. Oh my gosh.
Definitely the girl she thinks she is. And number 8, of course, is Mr. Media.
Man.
That was Tyler with Mr. Media. And of course, at number 7 is Ngiyosama by Dlala Thukzin.
With Kabza, you can never go wrong with Kabza.
Never.
What's my inyaka ing in
it? Road trip.
Road trip. Please.
Road trip. Please. And of course, number 6, we have Uzizwa
Kanjani
by the ever so gorgeous Mahu.
Ooh. Okay. Hey. I was now jammed to the song.
You're definitely a groovist. Now, diving into the jazzy, the Evertrend, the song that's been hitting the TikTok.
What is it?
TikTok streets.
What is it?
Like crazy. Is Man I Need
No!
by Olivia Dean. The song makes me
I'm jamming.
I
know.
I see you're jamming. You're jamming.
So don't be shy.
That is A Man I Need by Olivia Dean at number 5.
Oh my
the
gosh.
Song makes me, like, I love singing the song in the shower. Like, it just makes sense in the shower.
It's so calming.
Talk to me, talk to me.
You know what? Yeah. Everyone, was it yesterday? I saw little Lauren Tombeni's story on IG. And she was singing to Musa. It was so cute, Mani. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm somewhere.
That is the best couple you can't
right? Couple you can't
right? And of course, at number 4, we have Bengicela by Mahu.
Okay, let's listen to it.
Bengicela by Mahu at number 4. And of course at number 3, if it's Nice Play Twice, now we have a remix of Isaga. And this is by Koto. Featuring, please help me with the features.
I think it's
No man. Yes, but it is Isaga remix by Koto at number 3.
Let me just play it. Oh Nance, got it. Oh, there's a repeat, the remix.
Yes, this is a remix.
Which one do you like better, though?
I like the first one.
Same. No offense, but the first one. Original. Rebatla original.
Let's stick to the original. Let's stick to the original version. But, of course, this also is kind of nice. It gives it gives it the... I'm looking for the word now.
A vibe, man. I don't know.
Yeah, it has a African EDM beat to it.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
So
like,
it's
the beats,
if that makes
fast
sense. But yes,
mode, yeah.
It has this African don.
Yeah,
to it. I love it so much though. It's also a beautiful remix.
Yeah.
And up next is Nia Pearl with the trending song. Sheba, Instagram everywhere you will find the song Shella.
Oh, okay. Let's play it.
That is Shella by Nia Pearl at number 2. And number 1.
Drum roll, please.
Yes.
Drum roll, please.
Yes. It is the ever so gorgeous Tyler. Chanel. I'm going to say Chanel.
What is it playing now?
And that was Chanel and number 1 by the ever so gorgeous
Tyler, baby.
Tyler
Ruby.
Right, Tyler. For me, Tyler is amazing. Tyler is in terms of music, she's doing it.
Yeah, I feel like she has reached heights that lots of people locally, internationally, couldn't have reached, and that
short space of time.
Yeah.
Because she went from hero to zero. From zero to from zero to hero.
We get you.
Killer pile, guys.
We get we'll you.
No. But from right. zero to hero. And yes. I don't know. Months? I don't know. Like, she's been.
She
Grammy is Nali thing. VMA is Nali thing. Everywhere Nali thing.
She's
you
just
know?
Been there. Exactly. Yeah, Sana, she's up there.
She's up there.
She's here. She's up there. Otherwise, speaking of people that are up there, yeah. we have upcoming releases. We're talking about albums that you should pre-save.
Oh my God.
Right? And whoever thought. Not whoever thought, but not whoever thought. Whoever thought sounds weird, but whoever kind of. I don't think anyone was anticipating this one. Rather, yeah. that's the best way to phrase it.
Okay.
The new album that's coming out on the 7th of November.
Okay.
By Kelly Kumalo.
Oh.
Rebirth.
I feel like she's been quiet for a while.
She's been quiet, and I really don't blame her. Hence, yeah. I'm saying I don't think anyone was anticipating this.
Yeah.
This woman is a force to not be reckoned with, given the fact that, and of course, I am not. I shall not be quoted on this. I am not. I am not trying to say that there's no truth or whatever in all these allegations and all of these things. But I'm just trying. I'm just looking at it in the lens of the type of person that she is. Her resilience. You know, she's been able to fight. Like for most people, I think having been put through that much.
Yeah.
And still being able to release music.
Not even a song, an album.
An album. You know, showing up not only for yourself,
but
showing up for us as your
for
fans.
For us, true.
Showing up for your kids, as a mom.
Your family, you know.
And
being in the public scene and space.
Exactly.
With everyone. Yeah. Like eyes on you, you know. It's quite
all
tricky.
Eyes on you.
True.
And she's also mentioned the whole thing about her ex, the father of whose name I'll not mention because she didn't. The father of her son,
her first
child, right? Mm. There's been a whole lot of things happening between the two of them, and still, of course, I will not also indulge in that. I think this is very sensitive.
Let's
focus on the good side. So all I'm just trying to say is that she's a strong woman.
She
and
is.
Cool to her, man.
She
I
is,
really
man.
Am proud of her. And what about Music in the Colors?
By, I think it's Kenza.
Kenza.
I saw it on April Music.
Yeah.
It's on the 7th of November.
Kenza is great. You know, Kenza is also one of the most calmest people that I know.
Yeah.
Music-wise. And they make beautiful music. I don't know if you listen to his music, but there's a song
I'm not really a big fan. No, I'm going to listen if it's trending, you know, like.
Oh, no, his music doesn't really trend. He's one of the people that you like. Kenza
but
is.
I do know of him, and
you'll be like, Kenza is at Corona Fest. Kenza is at because he's always moving with Abo Something Soweto.
Oh, okay.
Something Soweto. Sorry, Sanel musician.
Oh, okay, so it's that
Simi Amifaku. Okay. You know, you get it.
That jam, Zaki. That vibe. Oh, okay.
Yes,
cool.
So if you listen to that type of music, you'll notice that he's more like I will say something Soweto man. What's his name? Sanel musician.
Mm.
They move in silence, but they do. They make rather beautiful music. Honestly, I cannot wait for.
You know what? I'm gonna
Music in Colors.
I'm gonna give him a chance.
Please do that.
Give him a chance and listen to his
music. I think I've sold him quite.
Ah,
well.
You sold him, Jim. You mentioned Amifaku, Sanel musician. Like you know,
you will love.
Yeah.
Sishoba Sam is a beautiful song that I used to love.
Ooh, okay.
By Kenza and Amifaku. The boy from Utenage doing the things. He's also releasing an album. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
Loiso. Oh.
People are releasing.
Never
guys.
Thought I could. I never I thought you could.
Could.
Also. Yeah, I'm kidding, man. He's that good. He's really good.
He's really good.
And his album is also coming out on the 21st of November.
Yeah.
So definitely a jam-packed month.
3 weeks from now, right?
Yeah. Definitely a jam-packed month.
It is.
I'm not
going to
lie.
Good music. And these are like all South African-based artists.
Thank you.
You see, so it's
so
like...
So much talent.
Okay. You're doing great. We've got talent.
talent.
Exactly. With and a lot of talent, yeah. Looking at Loiso right? is I'm an international. He's
no longer even a national artist.
He's up there. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I know he has a song with one of these popular DJs. I think it's Martin Garrix, if not Calvin Harris, or I one of those DJs.
But he's got a song.
He's got a song with them. I was like, when song came out, I was like, why you even come? Why you not loud?
Why are you not loud? Why?
Tell us. You made a song with one of the highest paid DJs in the globe.
Yeah.
Globally. Like.
And he was too reserved about it. I feel like he's very humbled, you know.
He's a very calm person.
He's very calm, very chilled. You know? Those people that just be like, my music is gonna speak for itself. And it does.
It always does.
He doesn't have to make noise, da-da-da, you know what? Mm-mm. His music literally markets for itself. Like,
we all know, like, when we see a song by Loiso, we're like, I'm going to listen to it.
We've got good music in South Africa.
It's always the case, right?
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Sana, December, what are you doing? Do you have money?
I think it was Esme and Esme and Bundley.
Yeah.
Talk a bit last week.
Yes.
Save in January, but they chowed their money because it's been a long year.
Yeah, I'm one of
those piggy banks still have 2 cents.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been withdrawing from the savings account to the current account.
Okay, look at this month. This year has been throwing hands. Hey?
So, I'm not chelet, man.
Ira plan. Ni machoni sa zom regisa fridge.
Zom regisa fridge mama kaho.
My dear, but sorry, we're gonna squat there forever.
Magasi,
they will never do that, right? So, speaking of which, please, can we talk about Ye coming to? Also, you know, here's the thing. I think I once had a conversation with Bundley, if not Esme. It's just a few podcasts back.
Yeah.
Right? And we spoke about the concert itself.
Oh, yes.
That there's so many people have come out onto on the internet. And they've spoken about how they think they were like quite...
It was giving scam vibes.
About the validity of
videos. Yes. Yeah.
You know, and whether or not it's kind of, it's what's, I'm looking for the English word, and lunch, but whether or it's legit, that's the word I wanted.
Yeah.
You know, the legitimacy of the whole
concept.
The website itself.
True.
But then someone also was like, you guys know Kanye. Kanye doesn't post. It's like, wait.
But why
Kanye
not?
Kanye was able to post about his previous concerts.
Concerts, yes. You know? But why not
This one in South Africa?
True. It's quite alarming, you know.
He knows that he has artists in South Africa. But, of course, it's your money. If you feel you want to go see Ye, I want to go see.
How much is the ticket, by the way?
I think the last time I checked... Ooh, the highest was, I think, I don't have the price list with me. But
we range around 500.
Let's say between general.
The general ticket. Yeah.
I think it was just say in between 700 and 1,000. Somewhere there.
Oh, okay.
I know I didn't see any ticket below 500.
You know what, Nate? I feel like with this year, we've had a lot of international big, great artists in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I've missed all of them.
Chris Brown,
you know?
Yeah. You know, my heart, I think, for the most part of it, my heart really, 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 really broke.
Yeah.
When One Republic came to South Africa and I couldn't see them. And from there, I've just been numb. Like, every concert doesn't matter to me. I'm like... I think the only one that's gonna make me lose weight is if Adele comes and I don't see her. If they come, I'm losing.
I'm gonna sell my phone. I don't know. I'm gonna
the fridge, the house, the bed.
I'm gonna sell my bed. I'm gonna sell. I don't know. I'm gonna sell something.
Just sell your kidney, man.
anything. But speaking of which, yeah. we have Yi, who is to perform on top of the illuminated half dome. You have to be careful when you pronounce it.
It's giving
the number after five.
The number?
Three times. So, we have an illuminated half dome at Ellis Park Stadium.
Mm.
So,
is that Joburg or Pretoria?
I think it's Johannesburg.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. Right? Yeah. At the dome.
I think it's Johannesburg.
Yeah. Oh, this is so embarrassing. You didn't have to put me on the spot like that, McCookie. We have the global creative icon, right? Yi himself.
Mm.
For those who are wondering who Yi is, that is the ever so talented
Kanye West.
Yes.
Yeah, that Kanye West. What? Lamona.
Yes.
Are you ready?
He's coming. Right. So he is set to make his long awaited return to South Africa. Is he really returning, or is it his first time in South Africa?
I don't know. I'm sure if he's returning, the last time he was here, I'm sure it was, I was probably in primary. I don't know.
Probably.
I don't know, but yeah.
So he's going to come to South Africa.
Yeah.
That's December, right? With a long night. With one night only live performance at Ellis Park Stadium, Johannesburg, on the 13th of December. So that is next month.
Yeah, no,
by the way,
next month.
We're already in November, my dear. So with the recent concert cancellations and refund struggles, many South Africans are on the edge of their seats, like I've been saying, really, when it comes to purchasing tickets for the Yi concert, which is valid, guys. That website just looked weird. And we have the Manyake Group organizers. Which Munyake? How do you pronounce that? Munyake or me? Because now I'm pronouncing it in Munyake. Vernacular. Munyake.
Munyake.
Group organizers, however, have assured fans that the show will happen, and the Yi Tour production heads have been to Johannesburg to see the venue.
Oh, so the right? venue.
Like, so surely the team has been, I mean, it's just next month. So then you need to make sure that everything is on point. Yeah,
but
are
people buying the tickets though? I feel like it's so concerning. Are they really buying the tickets?
Yo, bro. And I feel like if this thing had been properly set up, right, and planned rather at the beginning of the time when it was announced, the tickets would be sold out by now. Guys, this is Kanye West we're talking about. Yeah. It's not just any other artist. I think I saw it just 17 hours
after the
whole thing, right?
Yeah.
And I was so excited. But then again, I was a bit saddened by the whole thing when people actually brought it up.
Talking about it and everything.
Yeah, so that's alarming. I don't know. Maybe they will sell, but not at the rate that they would have if everything was properly planned.
Not the Chris Brown rate.
Yes, because I feel like with Chris Brown, he confirmed it.
He did.
You know?
He posted multiple times about it on his IG, his stories. He promoted the concept himself.
And this is also giving the whole Hey Neighbor thing. I think it was last year when people are concerned as to why the artists themselves are not saying anything.
And you're thinking, I feel like it has to also come with the passion, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they are passionate about coming to South Africa, traveling the world and all that. But put in the work, man. It's that simple. A simple post. Even if you can just put the South African flag, we'll know you're coming.
Add
1 + 1. Exactly. True. Put the flag. Mm. Do something.
But this is Kanye West you're talking about. Guys, we all understand. At this point in time, we all understand Kanye. We all know the type of person Kanye is. He's that cool dude. Like, he's like, I know.
I'm Kanye. Side-eye Kanye.
I know, I'm sorry. I mean, I will always defend Kanye, guys. I'm sorry.
Beyonce thing.
I'll always defend Kanye. Yo, everyone like Beyonce. He wants to go and sing College Dropout. But, of course, for the most part of it,
the organizers, like, sorry, when the production team visited the park, Ellis Park, right? They were also kind of like blown away with the world class infrastructure. Yeah. I mean, I'm probably
side eye.
And you know, it takes you back to what you think South Africa is.
Eh? Like, duh.
Oh,
we in Africa, but we know, but we, you know, we in Africa, we know
are,
that. But
we are, you know.
We're in the bougie side of Africa.
You feel me?
We're the bougie side of Africa.
We are the USA of Africa.
Africa, you know.
So, the show is supposed to be unlike anything in South Africa, anything South Africa has seen. So with Yi, who's set to perform, please can Yi not do something that I think he might do, because I know he's that cool, like putting the mic down and saying, no, I'm done. You guys are not singing enough. You know, you guys are not. You guys are not pushing what I want you guys to push. But I mean, he's Yi, guys. He's Yi.
Valid.
So,
but I feel like even if you are Yi,
mm-hmm.
Hi, man. We're your fans. Come on. You can't do that to us.
He's Yi, guys. He might just take one person and get them it's a fine. Stage. It's fine. It's like
Chris Brown will be a rap.
Sing.
It's fine. It's going to come back again.
I love Yi.
Kim. Kari Kim. Ashu Mutu. Ashu.
So, my goodness. So, we have, of course, Munyake also, Munyake, who also shared everything about these people, the working along with the production team, and how they're actually going to try and work together to make the show a success. So we really cannot wait to see what's going to happen on the 31st, on the 13th of December, yeah, 31st. Keep on relent.
Yo.
I'm kidding.
And I think apparently, the whole concert is a first step in a 5-year plan to turn South Africa into a routine stop for top-tier international rather than once-off tour, stops, basically.
Really?
So something huge is coming out of this. It's just not Tunje for them to come this year.
They're in the kitchen.
They are cooking. Like, they're cooking something delicious.
They're in the kitchen.
They are cooking. So basically, we should expect more international, big international artists in the next 5 years to be gracing South Africa.
Wow.
So the rent should be 7 rand to the dollar. So we can afford those tickets because we're not supporting them.
Oh my goodness.
You get me?
Finish me. Oh my gosh. Yes, ma'am. Loud it and should. Clear. You
because
are
we can't.
No,
afford them in this economy. Let's be honest. Come on.
Yeah, guys. Yo, let's start with the fact that a Kinder Joy is 20-something. But
yeah, back then, I think it was like 15 rands or something.
Yeah, it was below 20 bucks. It was 15 between 10 and 20.
20, yeah.
So now it's like the price of bread.
Noodles were like, what, 5 rands. Now it's like...
Oh, yeah, now...
Tonight, one packet of noodles, maybe five rands back in
now
high school.
Like,
now it's like, what?
9
rands, 10 rands. Yeah. It's like literally double the amount.
Yeah.
So
it's
yo,
that bad. Son, I
this
tell you.
Rent, don't. Let them fix it before this.
Man.
Before Beyonce and Adele come to South Africa, before they grace us, because we need to be there. But my friend roasted, type of thing.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah.
Exactly. Definitely. Now, this of course gets me to the topic of people visiting. Right, talking about people visiting, we also tend to be our Kanye when we visit people right? What I'm trying to say is that we expect to be treated like visitors.
Yeah.
Right? Everything has to be for us. If you want the tea, we can do, we get everyone to do the tea for us.
We get to control the remote.
Yeah. But, exactly. So, now what happens when you kind of have been... an over visitor. For lack of a better word, you have been an over visitor. Like, you've been visiting for as long as you've lived.
Yeah. It's giving. Right? You are a last born child in that household.
So, how do you then tell that? Like, how do you then realize,
Mona, I'm no longer a visitor.
I'm no longer a visitor. I am. I live in this house. You know? So, what personally, what do you think?
I feel like it's when the mom or the dad speaks to you the way they will speak to their child. If they shout, if maybe you did something wrong, they don't shout at their child alone, they shout at you as well.
Yeah.
Sometimes they even start with you, not their child.
But alone.
They'll be like, hey, when you know, and then now they address you. Exactly.
Yeah.
Now you know, bigger, yo, I am part of the family. Yeah. Because sometimes they'll just wait for you to leave, and then they deal with the child or with the owner, with the like household child
later.
But nowadays, if they deal with you now, there and then, know that my sister, you're part of the family.
Yeah, you are dead.
If it's your turn to cook, know that you're part of the family.
Yeah.
If they say, I cooked yesterday,
Yeah, then the dishes. But yo, how is it going to get to that point? I think I'm personally not a person that visits. Dishes. Oh, the dishes, yes, okay. I offer to wash dishes. But the cooking, some are cooking.
But I mean, not cooking alone, together.
Oh, yeah.
But maybe you choose which meal we're having or which relish we'll be having, rather. You can say, no, man. Okay. Let's make chicken. I want to make chicken today.
Oh, okay. Yes, that makes sense.
Yes. And then you cook together. You do most of the cooking while maybe they're on their phone or they're showering or something.
Yeah. Makes sense. Makes sense. But
and when you also shout at your siblings.
Oh, yeah.
The like, younger siblings.
I'm big on that.
Now you're part of the family.
Like, yeah.
True.
Don't sharp.
Don't
sharp. Take off your shoe one time. And like, yo, I'll show you flames. I'll be my dear. So.
What about you?
What about me? I think when it, it's so many things, man. I think it's the first one.
Yeah.
Is when I watch, like, movies with the family, like we're chilling and we watch a movie together.
Aww,
for me that's cute. Like, wow, okay. And when the dog loves me.
Oh yes,
I am terrified of dogs, but when the dog loves me,
I forgot about that as well.
I am part of a family, you know.
I think it was 2 weeks back I went to see my friend,
right? Yeah,
so she stays in PE, so she's got like huskies.
Yeah,
so huskies are those big dogs with like flair and all that, and they're huge. Her dogs are very huge. And they've got different eyes. Huskies have got
one blue eye.
Yes, one blue eye and one brown eye. So it's a bit scary, you know. And they're big. So obviously, and they growl a lot sometimes. So when I got there, I was still in the car. One literally came into the car. He was sniffing me. I was like, get this dog away from me.
He was
licking my cheeks. I was like, oh my gosh. I froze for a minute. And it was like, no, man, come on. They don't bite. They're just trying to, like, interact with you and all that, you know. That's how they communicate, apparently. And then I got out. And then they just looked at me. And then they were following me around the house. And then when I sit down, one of them, his name is Yoku, apparently. No, not apparently. His name is Yoku, actually. He literally came and squished to come and sit next to me. It was so cute, man. And I was just touching them. Oh, my gosh. And the other one, the bigger one,
yeah.
When he saw that, okay, I was embracing Yoku more. Mm-hmm. He got mad
and a bit jealous.
Yes, he got jealous, and then he went to another corner, and then he started growling alone. And then my friend was like, "No, if he does that, it means that you're not giving him like enough attention the way you are with the other dog. So you need to give them both the same attention at the same time, because one's gonna get mad." So we had to call him and say, "No, come sit next to me." And then he was just there sniffing, sniffing at my shoes. I was awesome.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. It sounds cute, but I'm sorry. I'm terrified of dogs.
I am as well, but I did enjoy having those dogs around me. Like, they're so nice. Like, they flare. And you know, like, they white people dogs, so they clean.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then we made them food, like their supper, which is their water. And then they were just following us around. It was so nice, man.
Oh, no.
So, apparently, I think that's part of the family. Nobody mentioned it.
I think the love me dog that I was talking about is that it doesn't bark at me. I just...
They don't bark. They just growl at you like... Something like that.
Oh, my babes. Even a dog trying to snuggle is a problem. I don't want a dog near me. I don't want a cat near me.
Oh, my gosh.
I love animals.
But far
at a distance. Like, let it be...
There.
You are there. I love you, man. But you're there.
Those are nice dogs.
Hey guys, I'm there. I'm black. I'm so sorry. Like, I'm not saying black people have. No, I'm just saying personally.
Personally.
Yeah.
Personally.
And also, you know what they say? We don't have dogs in the house.
Dogs
stay outside. You can the thing go is to give you a kennel, and have you be in that kennel as a dog.
Yeah.
That's it. You know. Yeah.
But of course, on TikTok, this was quite a trending topic.
It was.
Right? And and of course, we have a few comments. Let me just read two, and I think you can just head right into the others.
Yeah.
Right? So one says, Bro's mom whipped us for not taking meat out the freezer. That time I arrived 30 minutes ago.
Ah, but you see now, you're part of the family, my guy.
You're fair too.
You are.
And for that thing, I promise you, if they whip the two of us,
yeah,
I'm definitely staying over to eat.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm eating fair too. Like, I'm going to buy a
shirt. And you're going to call my mom and say, she's not coming back home now because A, B, and C happened.
Yeah,
and
explain
to her. Wait,
yeah. And another one is me. Sorry. Another one says they started asking for both our reports. Yo.
Yo. It's giving academic record.
How? You know, the thing is, I know my mom. Yeah. I think some things, when I looked at the comments, I was like, I know my mom. I know my dad. They are overly possessive.
Yeah.
So even when another family tries to adopt me or things like this, they'll be like, hey. That's my child.
Know your place. Kingwanaka.
Kwaga. Oh, you were Kingwanaka. Yay.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, what about you?
Another girl was like, we live like two houses away from each other.
Mm-hmm.
When she's not at home, they call me and send me to the shop to buy bread.
Oh, well, that's an African thing, surely.
It is.
Like,
another one says that when they plan a family vacation and I was included.
That's so beautiful. Oh, yes, yes. I remember I once went on a family vacation with my friend. Oh, in grade, I think I was in grade 2, and they were going to Sun City.
Ooh.
And they just were like, can you please come with, oh my gosh. I thought my parents would say no.
And they said yes.
Oh yes, they said yes, because they were kind of like close with the family.
With the family,
well.
So
yeah. So they're like, yeah,
you were protected, they were going to feed you.
Because they don't want sleepovers, remember?
Oh,
so
yeah.
They were like, okay, no, but it's fine.
It's fine, you can go.
Yeah, you know. But yeah.
And then one said, When they made me sleep over and woke us up at 5 a.m. just to drink castor oil.
Yo, I drank it. That's when I take everything. That's when I never come back to this house. I'm never coming back.
Oh my gosh, I love this comment.
Uh-huh.
His dad calls me son. What if he is really my father?
Bombastic side eye, perhaps.
Bombastic side eye.
Perhaps this is South Africa, my dear. And last but not least, we have another comment that said, they don't bring me food anymore. I have to make it myself. Oh, real? I have to.
You have to go to the kitchen yourself?
That's what I do to my friends.
For yourself? Yeah.
I do that to my friend. At my race, I'm like, oh, no. Everyone knows you
by
now.
Yeah.
I'm watching you. There's the kettle. There's the cup. Go do your thing, ma'am. I am definitely not going to stand up.
Okay, I need to read this one. It says, coming back at 2 a.m. and going to his house instead of mine, even if he's not around and his mother opens for me, then shouting at me for coming back late.
How? Guys.
Oh my goodness.
At least you can say Nikila Habos Ban Ban and your mom will not be so mad.
When I arrived, they said our food is in the oven. Rona. Rona regie, like when I was starat.
Oh,
my goodness.
But at least they thought of you, you know.
Her mother told me she's hungry and said, I must cook.
How?
Well, what's over? But again, the pizza di guy.
Yes. Yes.
What's over
the pizza di guy? You will just do your thing, you know.
Oh,
And of course, just as we're about to wrap up, let's just close off. I feel like today's topic was quite nicer.
Yeah.
Less serious because
it was very chit-chatty.
We've had serious conversations.
A lot.
Very hectic conversations indeed.
Yeah.
And now we are heading towards the end of the show. And of course, the end, I tend to say the show a lot, but the end of our podcast. This is where we play the game. So I think I'm going to hand over
to me.
Yes.
To me. Oh my
God. Rules of the game. Yeah.
Trust me with the rules of the game.
Please. I trust you like that because I don't follow rules. So.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Okay. So
the game that we're going to play today, it's called What's in My Bag?
What's in my bag?
What's in my bag? And how it works is that each presenter, that's mm-hmm. you and I, needs to show and describe 5 items from their bag. And then the other presenter mm-hmm. needs to ask questions on some items. For example, why do you carry that to school? Because we're in school. We're on campus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's going first?
You go first.
So I need to ask you what you have in your bag. Okay, yes. 5 items that you have in your bag.
My bag. I've got a hairbrush.
And
a wig brush.
Because think that you mentioned
it. I've got a wig brush. I've got what's this?
Body mist.
Body mist.
Uh-huh.
Yes. It's the Natural Collection body mist.
Okay.
I've got sunscreen. I've got sunscreen. I've got my tablet.
Okay.
Because, I mean, we're in school, we're on campus. Mm-hmm. And I've got... I've got a Narki.
Narki
is a Narki. How do you pronounce it?
It's a Narki. It's a Narki. I think Narki in our language and then a Narki in English.
In English. Yeah. Oh, weird.
Yeah.
I've got a Narki. Yeah.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's cute. And a whole other things.
Okay, and I think, why do you carry... Okay, you mentioned for everything. I think you mentioned sunscreen. Very obvious.
But I'm supposed to apply this maybe like...
From time to time.
Yes, but
frequently.
I don't.
Frequently.
Yeah. You mean you have to like reapply sunscreen, right? But I never do. I don't know why I carry it because I never reapply
sunscreen.
Why not?
My skin just stays like this. I don't apply sunscreen.
Right?
I need vitamin D to just penetrate my skin.
No, good look sharp. They got sunscreen. Good look sharp.
Guys, yo, sunscreen.
No, it's not. I mean, it depends on the brand that you have.
Mm-hmm.
That you use, yeah.
So otherwise, it's okay.
What do we have? Let's see.
I have my water bottle.
Yes.
I have my wipes.
Oh, love it.
Oh, and I have a pad.
Yes.
Of emergency. And I have hand lotion.
Uh-huh.
And the one thing that I forgot this morning.
Yeah.
Is my lip therapy. I have not been having a good day. I've been feeling like a potato the whole day.
Because
I carry that all the time.
I know that feeling, girl. I know that feeling. Yeah.
And another thing. Okay, I have a lot of things. My bag is
always... I've got tablets. I've got
toilet paper.
Oh.
Yes. So that's very important. And other than that, I have obviously my earphones.
Yeah.
Here's my lip therapy.
Oh. Thanks to the game.
I've been feeling like a potato all day. Here's my lip therapy. So these are the 5 things that I use. And I think I need all of them. All the time. So even if I don't have toilet paper, I have wipes. You know?
Can I see your wipes?
So yes, these are from Clix.
Baby wipes.
Yes, baby wipes. I love baby... I use Acris cream for babies. So. I use baby powder. I use Vaseline for babies.
You're a baby.
I'm a baby. Yes, and I carry my student card.
Yeah. Of course.
Of course.
I mean, when campus.
And my purse, even though I don't have money. But
I don't carry my purse to school.
Oh, my gosh. And what about your earphones?
My earphones, I brought them to this other guy in the library,
mm-hmm.
and then he never came back to the library. But I know him, I've got his number, and I've texted him twice to say, hey, wait, nahanu ubuyanin, because I need my earphones. It's like, I'm going to come. So I even texted him today, and then he said I was going to come on Monday.
Ma'am.
So.
With earphones.
Do you love me,
Just buy new earphones because... Oh, why would you borrow someone your earphones?
I mean, I think they were trying to listen to a sermon or something in the library. Right?
So go listen to it outside, dear.
Ah, they were studying, man. Wait,
I bow. You can't do both. If you don't have earphones, this just goes... I digress.
Right? Okay.
Inconveniencing people. You want to listen to the sermon. You want to study. Choose between the two.
Well, not studying per se, research. So you're typing, basically. So you while can type while you listen to a sermon or to music. That's what I do sometimes.
But if you don't have the... Yes, it's a good thing. You can do it when you when you are able to.
Yeah.
But now, I'm going to inconvenience Makunku. On top of that, I'm not going to give her back her earphones. Do you understand what... Do you see what happens when you're a good person?
Oh, I'm going to be a bad person.
I'm glad you realize now that sometimes...
You need to be a bad person.
You can't let people inconvenience you like that.
Like that.
I know.
Because I literally texted him today. I was like, dude, what are you going to wait to the library? You've not been here for the longest time. No, he didn't respond. He didn't respond. And then his response was, where's the response? Let me check. I'm going to read it to you, actually. He was like,
how?
I'm kidding. I'm going to come on Monday. No, he said at first, I'm done with research. And then he said, I'm kidding, I'm going to come on Monday. And then he said, do I even still have them? I doubt. You to shock me, Chon.
Do you know where he lives?
Yes, but I don't know the exact place. Central, but not the exact house or location.
Lives in Central. Yo, Futhi is going to go with you. See, I'm shy.
I'm shy.
Manje, I can't even go. And you see, I'm even untangling my hair so that we could go.
I'm sharp.
I need to take off the earrings too. But now I can't because the Central, they're going to...
But, urile utlotla ka Monday. So they am late kwa library.
Do you trust? Anyways, you me. You are the one without earphones.
Benefit of the doubt. Good to move benefit of the doubt.
And get them.
Yeah. Cause
please, I hope you see what happens when you're a nice person. But, yeah.
And hopefully they're not damaged or something.
For your sake. I hope so.
Because now I have to buy new earphones. Oh, my gosh. And I got those earphones for my best friend, actually.
Best friend, I hope you're listening.
She's not listening.
I hope you're listening. But otherwise, I think we can just wrap up this whole thing. What did you enjoy the most about this podcast? I think this is a question you never thought I would ask.
I never thought you would.
What did you enjoy the most? Or what did you enjoy the most about recording podcasts? Let's just leave it at that.
Well, I don't record podcasts.
Remember. But you have recorded, surely. This is your second or third?
It's my second.
So how has it felt? Good. It's good that it's your second time.
Well, it's been good. It's been okay. I like, you know, like just speaking of like random things, you know. Nothing serious, just having like random conversations
and
about music, entertainment. Getting to listen to other people's views about different topics, about different things, about how they do things in life generally.
It's just been an awesome experience. I think it's been...
What about you?
I think it's been crazy.
Right? Well, you've been doing it, I think, after even 2 weeks.
Yes, yeah, it's just been it's crazy. It's been wild on my end. I think for the most part of it, it's not like live radio. It's
It was a great transition.
It was a transition of some sort, of which it took time to get familiar to it.
With it.
Because with live radio, it's like, it's vibey. It's there. Loud,
there's music. You can...
So this is quite also a journey where I got to actually full on engage and interact with my co-hosts. And I really have... informative conversations, and really, and learn from each other. So right. I think that's really been that. But enough with the talk.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Because you asked about presenting, I'm going to ask you about producing now. What did you think of the scripts that I produced?
Oh yes, and by the way, Makuku is a producer.
And by the way, I got an award for top producer. By the way, let me flex.
Yes, yay. Congratulations! Thank you. I think it speaks. It speaks really top producer. It does. It speaks. Yes, the certificate speaks for you. But in all honesty, I think it was my first time working with you.
It was. Oh my gosh!
It was blissful. You stepped in.
all the time. Like, you stepped in, even if it's at 2 a.m., you will, I pour out. you were there like, oh no, I'm panicking. I'm we together. We'll panic. No. You know, if it's in the morning, yes, I'll be there, you know.
Oh,
and of course, I think with you also, you're not even in your undergrad. So obviously there's a lot happening, yeah, but you're still able to make time, you know, be tenacious and all of that. Yeah. So really, I enjoyed.
But was the content having you as a producer? Simple.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm getting to that. I enjoyed having you as a producer.
Yeah.
And I feel that the content was good. Mm. Why am I saying that? You were always keeping up with what's happening.
And it's so hard. Yeah.
And
you
were always changing it from this to that. Because I remember there was a time the script was like this, you know.
Yes.
And then at some point it's like this. Then at some point you're like, no, I'm actually changing the script because I'm thinking that it should be like this, yeah, you know. So I think I've really enjoyed that. I really love that. It also kind of, you know, when something is not repetitive, you have fun with it.
Yes.
You know, so I think your content, your production, top notch. You can add that to your resume, by the way. But otherwise, my name is Lesedi Maroga, better known as... Actually, my name is LSD, the best selective voice on radio. Better known as Lesedi Wara Maroga.
Yes.
Right? And I was joined by Makunku, the ever so gorgeous Makunku, producer. Top producer. Yes. At that. Award winning. Top producer. My dear.
At Madiba's Radio.
At Madiba's Radio. This is the extended cut. And thank you so much for listening. Mm. All the best. We love you. I hope you enjoy your festive season.
Yes.
That's coming. Stay safe. Go to Yee's concert if you have to.
Yes.
It's been a long year.
Be safe.
It's been a long year.
Yeah.
Go and have time with your loved ones. Forget about your phone for once. Just live.
Be present,
yes,
guys.
Don't forget to live. I always say that.
Yes.
You know, leave your phone behind. Go and have fun. Otherwise, that is all from us.
And we're signing out.
Bye.
The best youth station in the Bay. Madiba's Radio.